The Sunset Commission, the way it works is it is given a report from its staff, independent staff. I'm one of those staffers. In that report will be findings telling the commission the state of the agency and making recommendations to improve operations at that agency. Our commission can make can either adopt those recommendations from staff, they can modify those recommendations, they can even outright reject those recommendations. And what many people find surprising, our commission can actually listen to stakeholder input and create brand new recommendations of their own. That is a awesome part of the Sunset process, is new recommendations coming out of it. Our commission is also able to make two types of recommendations. The statutory recommendations are the ones you see in the bills. They're the ones that go through the legislative process. But the Sunset Commission is also able to make management recommendations, and those take effect immediately. And it is direction from the commission to a state agency to alter the way it is implementing its statutory duties. So it's a very different type of recommendation. In making the recommendations, some overarching thoughts that our commission relies on is fairness, effectiveness, efficiency, and accountability. And that's really the kind of overarching drive to the Sunset process. Role of staff. So Sunset staff is about 31 people. We independently review the agencies. Our commission is not involved in the actual review process. We do that independent of the commission members. Reviews take about 6 to 9 months, depending on the size of the agency, and there are typically 20 to 30 agencies up for review at any time. I will point out, last session was the most entities ever to go through Sunset at once. That was 32 entities went through Sunset last session. We as staff, we are the ones who are going to meet with the stakeholders. We're the ones who are going to meet with the agency. We're the ones who are going to assemble the findings. And so as agency attorneys, as attorneys who represent stakeholders who appear before that agency, we will be a contact hub, but not just for the report, not just for the commission's hearings and those findings. We also staff those bills. So during session, as those bills go through the process, as they go through committee, and as changes and amendments happen to the bill, we help staff that bill. After session, Sunset has an additional process. It's compliance. We will come in right before the next biennium and check on compliance with the Sunset Commission's recommendation. Again, that's the Sunset staff's role. Sunset has had pretty significant impact in Texas. 39 agencies have been outright abolished. 46 agencies have been consolidated. Nearly $1 billion in savings, return of investment on $21 for every dollar spent. Sunset has conducted reviews of 500 entities. About 80% of the Sunset Commission's recommendations are turned into statute. And in particularly in the arena of licensing, occupational licensing, the Sunset Commission's occupational licensing model, which you can find on our website, is a nationally recognized leader on the subject of occupational licensing. Last session, there were some themes that appear between the bills. You see agency control, oversight, and decision-making, the role of the legislature and executive in oversight of agencies, some code cleanup projects going on, streamlining of regulation, which is really Sunset's bread and butter. Kind of interesting for Sunset, actually looking at appropriations and funding mechanisms, and then again with Sunset, a very common theme is transparency and customer service. And before I get into the bills themselves, I was going to comment on previous presenter SB 619. That is the Sunset scheduling bill. When it mentions moving dates within the bill, that is the bill that actually sets the schedule going forward. And this session was unique in that SB 619 reset the 12-year cycle for all agencies within Texas. It had been a long time since the agencies had been readjusted to be aligned for issue areas. And so this was the first time in a number of years that an effort had been made there. On to the actual bills. First up, Department of Motor Vehicles. This was the first sunset review of this agency. It was created from TxDOT to address customer service issues at TxDOT dealing with registering of vehicles and titling of vehicles. The Sunset Commission made recommendations separating board oversight duties from day-to-day operations, and really the kind of theme running through DMV is taking a hard look at what is the appropriate role for a board in enforcement action and rulemaking. And a lot of the recommendations you see in there are addressing that topic. Another big theme coming out of the DMV review was looking at fraud, particularly title and vehicle fraud. Made recommendations to approve the grant program there, made improvements to the agency's authority over fraud, and most importantly, improved the role of the county tax assessor collectors in combating fraud.